It's time for CPR with Aidan Assist.
Morning, Dan.
Good morning, Aidan.
A beautiful morning this morning, as you and Laura were alluding to. That event in Takapuna Beach sounds like one worth attending if you can.
Yeah, that's cool. Inclusivity.
Yeah, exactly. And look, I wanted to talk primarily this morning about this really cool film festival-style streaming service. But I also want to give a shout-out or talk about Women's Refuge as well briefly before I dive into that. And the reason for that is we all know Women's Refuge and the work they do and why they're so vitally important. But what not all BFM listeners might know is that Women's Refuge are really, really easy to donate things to. If you've got things lying around the house like furniture, which you want to get rid of, but which you know that, rather than taking it to Trade Me and making a few easy bucks, you can actually give it to a family and completely transform their lives. And we did that this week. We've got one of those couches you buy when your kids are really young, and it's a cheap couch because you know it's going to be a trampoline and a place where kids are going to be trying out their crayons and markers, etc. And you know it's kind of a transition couch until they're old enough that you can kind of go and buy a couch you might actually want in your house. We did that this week, and we called up our local Women's Refuge and said, hey, it's a good quality couch, it's in a good condition, would you like it? And they were just so incredibly easy to deal with. They're arranging pickup. They're going to come and grab it from our place. They're going to take it to a family, which they said, you know, they're basically just moving into a new home, and for obvious reasons, they've basically left the house they've been in. They need to get pretty much everything in that house. So, you know, if you've got a second-hand fridge you're looking at getting rid of, or furniture you're looking at getting rid of, or, you know, even a car you've got, which isn't going to be worth a heck of a lot in the marketplace, but which is going to make a difference to somebody for maybe the year or two it's going to last on the road safely.
Even if you've got a car that is going to be worth a bit of but in the marketplace.
Yeah, well, I don't know if you remember my old zombie car, which I was driving around, the silver car, which would have lasted for years and years and years. And the mechanic used to laugh whenever I took it in for a warrant because he said this car should have died years ago. But it just seems to insist on staying on the road. Well, we eventually replaced that because we needed a vehicle which would accommodate, you know, stuff for camping and things like that. And we ended up giving it to Women's Refuge last year. And, you know, that'll still be going, but it means for some family, at least they've got a little bit of independence. So, you know, it makes a huge difference to the family which ends up getting it. And you couldn't hope for a nicer group of volunteers and people. They will bend over backwards to try and make the donation easy for you. And, yeah, I'd highly recommend it. It also gave us a chance to sit down with kids on both occasions and talk about, you know, families which are doing it hard and which do have to leave under the circumstances which women who seek refuge leave, and have a sort of an age-appropriate discussion with them about that. So I really believe that as a family, having the opportunity to have that discussion and something that was, you know, because kids get attached to things, as you know, so saying goodbye to the car and saying goodbye to the couch, but weaving it into a larger story of other people's experiences and how you can make a small difference by really giving up something which, you know, at the end of the day, in a week's time, you're not really going to miss much anyway, but can make a difference to them, really gave us an opportunity to actually have that discussion. And I actually think we were quite blessed by the experience, to be honest. I think we got more out of it than we gave, because it's a discussion which felt very real and grounded in our kids' reality. And I asked them about the conversation about the car when we were looking at getting rid of the couch, and they remembered that. So I think, yeah, it was a good educational opportunity at home, and it makes a big difference to somebody else. So if you are, you know, doing the Trade Me thing this weekend and thinking of getting rid of something which another family might benefit from, seriously consider giving Women's Refuge a call. They are very, very easy to deal with.
Cool.
Yeah. So, Mubi. I know you're not a huge watcher of television and movies on streaming services and so on.
Yeah, I've been trying to just watch really, really quality stuff, so that if I do watch something, it's you know, yeah. What do you got?
Well, look, like a lot of BFM listeners, I'm a bit of a sort of media junkie, and I tend to probably consume far more television than is healthy for me, but I love TV. So, you know, back in the day, you know, I've got the Wire box sets, I've got Homicide box sets, I've got Buffy the Vampire box sets, for which I refuse to apologise because it's one of the greatest television sets ever, The Sopranos, etc. Right, back in the day when you physically get something archived on disc and put on a shelf and say, you know, therein lies that media universe. Whereas now, of course, we've gone to streaming services, so I've got most of the major ones. But one of the things which has really frustrated me, and, you know, speaking as someone who used to belong to the Auckland Film Society, And I used to take a week of annual leave off during the film festival, so I can go along and basically absorb as many films as possible when it was very hard to get those films elsewhere. I've found that most of them, in terms of foreign films, offer a really, really poor selection, and it's largely limited to some quite good quality kung fu movies and some quite good quality Bollywood movies, and that's kind of it for most of the streaming services. But a few weeks ago, I discovered something called Mubi, which is M-U-B-I. And what Mubi is, you can get an app, it downloads, it works really well. It is a service where you're actually paying them to provide the service, so it's $10 a month, so it's pretty low cost. But it's co-funded by the European Union, sort of Creative Europe Media Council. And where it sets it apart from most other streaming services is that it's curated really, really well. So they've got themes, for example, they've got From France with Love at the moment, where they've got a whole variety of French cinema, from short films taking a look at some very provocative topics through to sort of, you know, French slapstick comedies.
As you mentioned, there's a French film festival on at the moment too.
Yeah, exactly. And so, you know, you may find these are actually going to complement film festivals, and, you know, a director you saw 10 years ago at a film festival and thought, oh, I wouldn't mind checking his or her films out more, they may well actually turn up on Mubi as a director they give a profile to. So they've got theme slots going on, where they've got architecture as a major theme at the moment for documentaries. They've got a director focus, a Polish director who I'd never heard about, called Krzysztof Zanussi, who was around, being very active in the late 1970s, early 1980s. And they've got sort of focus upon countries. So they seem to have three focuses sort of floating through, but they also bring in films from around the world, even though it's funded by a European creative fund. They've also, you know, just dropped a film today from Venezuela, which looks absolutely amazing. And what makes a difference is it's tightly curated, but also, unlike most streaming services where it's kind of a dump and go, where you look at it and think, oh, I'll put that on my playlist consisting of 100 movies already and never actually see it, this has got a countdown. They drop it into their festival, and 30 days it drops out. So you're under pressure to actually see it. So every day you'll get an email of a new movie dropping in, and if you subscribe to it, an email saying this movie is expiring in a few days' time. So if you want to see it, you really better get a move on. And so I think it really encourages a sort of a diverse film viewing experience. You can download the films to mobile devices, so if you are a person who likes seeing media on the run, you can do that. The download service works extremely well, and you know, so you can sit down and you can watch, you know, incredible films from Venezuela. I've seen three movies so far. They're completely different. A Japanese movie called Ballad of Narayama, which was from 1983, which won a whole host of awards at the time it was released, is regarded as one of the 10 great foreign movies to win at Cannes. And it was basically an intimate study of a village and family life there. And it was a beautiful film from a cinematography point of view, but also from the sort of hushed tones you get so often in films which are exploring that micro scale. The film I saw most recently was last weekend, which was a French movie called Rock and Roll, which was French comedy from a couple of years ago, about the husband of the actress Marianne Cotillard, who plays herself in the movie, and him going through a midlife crisis. And that went from being excruciating comedy, as he did all the sort of things you'd expect men going through a midlife crisis to do, but the end of it was just this, such an absolute spoof on everything from American culture to kind of men who are modifying their body through all sorts of means because they want to be younger. It was absolutely hilarious, and that's still floating around in there as well. So, well worth checking out.
The name of that service again, Aidan?
Yes, Mubi, M-U-B-I. It's quite good. You can try it for, I think it's 7 days free, but I suspect it's one of those services where if you don't unsubscribe at the end of 7 days, you're stuck with a subscription for a next month or so. But you can, if you recommend people to it, like if you send a link to a movie and someone joins up Mubi, there are also financial advantages. They are trying to celebrate primarily European film culture, but it really is like tuning into a film festival. It even captures the essence of the discussions and the lobbies you have after a film and that they've got, which we all love, right? Which is why we take time off during work to go and see film festivals.
There's an aspect though with festivals, isn't there, and this applies to the Readers and Writers Festival and things, where you know, a part of it is being at the venue, sort of being seen, seeing who else is there, and feeling like you're part of some weird huddle of people who like something a little bit obscure.
Yeah, well, look, there's definitely that sort of community thing, and whatever the culture equivalent of virtue signaling is, there's certainly amount of that going on as well, right?
If you want to, if you want to signal your, I've just looked up the French Film Festival, by the way, that's still happening at the moment at Rialto in Newmarket and in Takapuna. That goes until the 21st of March, so still the opportunity to see. I've had a look at the program actually, and there are some pretty cool films in there.
Yeah, I will happily confess to going along to movies during the film festival back in the day when I was able to take a week off work to go to it, with my own sort of, you know, my own screen printed shirt advertising a poster from an obscure 1950s piece of Italian cinema as very much a case of saying, here I am and this is what I'm about.
This is pre-Tinder, right?
Yeah, exactly. So this is kind of part of the whole process. And although, because it is digital and you're watching at home or on the train on your phone or wherever you happen to be watching these films, they have got, if you want to dive into it, and I haven't bothered because frankly I haven't got time, but you can dive into this notebook stream, which is posts of people who are watching the movies, and you can have discussion threads on the movie. So if that's your thing, you know, if you want to be the person who signs up to the service and just watches the movies like me, it's a fantastic curated collection. And because it puts the time pressure on, you have to treat it like an actual film festival. It closes Saturday midnight. Better see this film now. Which is great.
You like a good digital simulacrum is what we're hearing here.
Yeah, exactly.
That,
you know,
was CPR, I find that, an assist.
Oops, sorry, that was...